It's Election Day in Benton County tomorrow. Votes are being cast in primary runoff elections for State House of Representative races in Districts 90 and 91. Last week, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke with Kim Dennison, election coordinator for Benton County, to learn more about the steps they're taking to prevent the spread of COVID-19 on Election Day.
So we have sanitized all of our equipment before it goes out the door to our polling sites. Once our polling sites open on Tuesday, when voters come in, they will see some of our poll workers, if they wish, will be wearing face masks that I have made for them, as well as using gloves to handle IDs and things with so that they can help prevent the spread of even more germs. Voters will then be getting their own stylist and using that stylist to sign the tablet and taking it with them to the voting machines, so that we're not having the same person using the pen to sign in with, as well as touching the voting machines to make their selections. We'll ask them to leave that stylist in a bucket on their way out the door, and we will sanitize those throughout the day to be reused. And then we'll provide hand sanitizer as well for them to use on their way out the door.
Did you say that you made masks?
I did.
Like sewing them from fabric, or how did you do that?
Yes. Yeah. Sewing them with fabric.
Are you a seamstress naturally?
I can make a blanket. My grandmother taught me the basics of sewing, when I was younger, and I was glad I had that skill set to get us through this, because I was not having any luck finding any paper masks for my poll workers, and I wanted them to have some sort of protection because I was having a hard time getting poll workers anyways. And so this was just one of my steps in helping them feel protected while they were out at the polling sites.
Poll workers are generally older, retired citizens, correct?
They are. Most of them are. I do have a few of, I guess, what you'd call the younger generation, between the ages of 30 and 50. And so I have really reached out to that age group to see if they would be willing to step in for this election so that we could keep the older people safe at their homes rather than exposing them to anything that may be floating around.
There are 6 voting centers throughout the county, if I have that right. How many poll workers do you have for all of that?
There will be 4 at each location all day long. Some of them may be working half days, some of them may be working full days, but there will be 4 people there all day long.
Now, there's been an emphasis on social distancing during this whole thing, but historically, runoffs have a low turnout. Is that correct?
They normally do, but we have actually seen a very much higher turnout, even during early voting, because the county clerk is still holding early voting with the county offices being closed. We've seen a much higher turnout than we normally do during early voting for runoff elections as well.
Have you been surprised by that, especially considering there's a pandemic on top of just being a primary with generally low turnout?
I really have, and we have sent out over 1,100 absentee ballots on top of that, which is a very large number of absentee ballots to send out. For the primary, we only did a little over 400, and for us to send out 1,100 for a runoff election, I was very surprised by that turnout. So if they all send their absentee ballots back, I'll be very pleased with the turnout that we've had with this election.
And for people that maybe missed who is in the runoff just because of the busy news cycle over the past couple of weeks, can you remind us who is running?
So we have State Representative District 90, which is Jana De La Rosa and Kendon Underwood. And then we have State Representative District 91 with Scott Richardson and Delia Hack.
And can you explain to our listeners why there's a runoff for these elections? What happened and why are we voting again?
There were 3 candidates in each one of those elections for the primary election, and none of them received 50% of the vote. And so therefore, there has to be a runoff between the top 2 candidates.
So election day is Tuesday, and when will the results be certified?
We have 10 days after the election to certify the results, and so that will happen April the 10th at 1 o'clock.
Given the uncertainty and the interesting couple of weeks that we've had that have added to, you know, the stress of that already exists with an election, how are you feeling, or how do you think things are going?
I can honestly say my staff and myself are exhausted, and we just keep moving right along, because whether we have a turnout of 5 people or 500 people, we have to prepare for a full turnout of all the voters that are registered.
Are there any challenges that maybe we haven't thought of that you've been facing in this current climate?
Actually, we have discovered the issue with people that have requested an absentee ballot, deciding not to fill out the absentee ballot and returning it, and then showing up to early vote, or come election day, they may decide to show up at the polls and decide to vote there rather than returning their absentee ballot. Well, that is going to require them to vote provisionally, because they've already received the absentee ballot, and that will have to be verified that they didn't return the absentee ballot back to the clerk's office. So that has been a struggle that we have already seen going into early voting, with having to do provisional ballots for those that just decided not to vote their absentee ballot because they were afraid it wouldn't get back in time.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for your hard work, and I hope you get some rest once it's all over.
Thank you.
That was Kim Dennison, election coordinator for Benton County, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda late last week. Polls will be open tomorrow from 7:30 to 7:30. Votes can be cast at Lakeview Baptist Church in Cave Springs, Lowell First Baptist Church, the Benton County Fairgrounds, Reach Church in Centerton, First Baptist Church of Gentry, and the Siloam Springs Community Building. More information is available at vote.bentoncountyar.gov.